latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
WJON News Time, 105 and 78 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. We'll have a look at your WJON weather I forecast coming up after the news. A St. Cloud police officer was shot in the hand while trying to arrest a suspect. Officers were trying to stop and detain an 18-year-old man when he started to run. The officers chased him and caught him in the 1000 block of 10th Avenue South. Now, at that point, the suspect resisted arrest, and during the struggle, authorities say the suspect pulled out a handgun and fired it once, striking one of the arresting officers in the hand. The officers did not return fire and were able to take the suspect into custody. The injured officer was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is in stable condition. The suspect also receiving non-life-threatening injuries with a cut and was taken to the hospital for treatment. That incident happened just after midnight this morning. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is now investigating. An iconic auto dealership in St. Cloud is changing hands. Miller Auto is being sold to Gilliland Chevrolet. Miller Auto began as a small repair shop in 1932 and began selling cars shortly afterward. It was started by the father of current owner, Tom Miller, and it moved to the site where the St. Cloud Library currently sits in the fall of 1959, where it stayed until moving to its current location in 1998. As part of that last move, Tom Miller created one of the largest indoor showrooms.
I always told my wife, nobody takes care of the used car consumer. And I told my wife, I said, I'd love to have a 40-car used car showroom. And that went on for a lot of years. And then finally got it bought. So we walked into the place, and you got to remember, it's completely empty. And she looked around, and she said, Tom, I think this will handle the 40 cars you want for used cars.
Miller says Gilliland has asked to keep the name Miller Auto, and he and his partner, Chance Hokanson, will keep the Miller Marine dealership and move into an indoor showroom located in the old Walmart building off of 33rd Avenue South in West St. Germain. The renovation of that 119,000-square-foot facility should be completed by the middle of August. Terms of the sale were not announced. A bonding bill for state public works projects remains in limbo as lawmakers continue a special session, which Senate Republicans say will end by Friday for certain. House GOP Minority Leader Kurt Dowd says he's open to allowing a bonding bill to move forward, but must first know when the governor's COVID emergency powers will end and Minnesota's economy will fully reopen.
He has not engaged the legislature one bit about having that conversation. So until that conversation happens, it's very unlikely we're going to have a bonding bill.
Republicans appear willing to break a self-imposed ceiling of $1 billion for a bonding bill. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka saying Friday he'd consider a package as large as $1.3 billion. That's still substantially less, though, than what Democrats are seeking.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and St. Joseph, mainly cloudy today, a high temperature around 84 degrees. Winds will be out of the south at 20 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies tonight, the temperature dropping to only 70 degrees as winds continue out of the south and bring up that warmer air. Clearing skies tomorrow and hot, 95 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies and back down to the low 70s tomorrow night. For Wednesday, another hot day with mainly sunny skies and a high of 93 degrees. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms possible Thursday, otherwise cloudy and 86 degrees. Friday, more clouds than sun, chance for scattered storms and 87. And then on Saturday, cloudy, a chance for thunderstorms and a high of 82 degrees. For more local news, weather, and sports, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.